hear my heart and just know that what I'm about to say is controversial, okay? Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast, a podcast designed to champion parents to raise spiritually strong, resilient kids. Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to the Winning Family Podcast. Hey, we are super excited. I'm joined by my wife, Michelle.
Hello, everybody.
And we are pumped for today's subject matter. We've been in a continuous conversation over the last several episodes. We've been really packaging these episodes in a series of conversations related to how to build a strong spiritually, what I call spiritual champions.
That's right.
For God. And we've been talking through a number of different things that parents can do to help, I think, just lay a strong, healthy foundation and set our kids up for success so they can become those spiritual champions that God has placed inside of them. And with that said, today we're going to be talking about really our fifth important, what we call a foundational piece that parents can help establish in the lives of their kids. And I like to say it this way, becoming a purpose pilot. In other words, we get the opportunity and really the great privilege of navigating our kids. We like to refer to it as their spiritual GPS, if you will, on navigating through all of the twists and turns, the highs and the lows, the complexities of life, but navigating them in such a way to where they fulfill their God-given destiny.
That's right. That's right. I was just thinking as you were talking about that, as a pilot, we had the opportunity. We know several pilots and we had the opportunity to do some training, flight simulation, and with our friend who's a JetBlue pilot. And I must say that I'm a better pilot than you are.
You know, one of the, well, this could be a whole podcast in itself.
That's right.
But yeah, we were in this simulator and it was an Airbus.
Yes.
And this is chasing a rabbit here, but it's worth chasing. So one cool fact, or I shouldn't say cool fact, but reality check was, you know, the instructor was kind of making fun of me in the fact that I crashed and burned on the takeoff. They said, usually when you crash and burn, it's when you're descending and you're coming in for the landing. That's when it gets complicated. But man alive, because you're steering with your feet. Most people don't realize that you're navigating, you're steering that plane, controlling that plane with your feet. And and so here I was trying to take off, and man, we went, I mean, we went sideways fast in the takeoff. And what's amazing is like the whole thing, you know, the thing's buzzing. And so it freaks you out because you're like in emergency mode here.
Yeah, and then the ambulance comes.
Yeah, crash and burn. Of course, you know, blood flashes up on the windshield. It gets really messy. But anyway, long story short.
I think, though, what's so interesting about that, obviously I've never been a pilot before, but that was the only opportunity I've ever had to actually be a pilot of a plane. And we needed some training. We needed some help, you know, and I think in our culture today, parents need, they need training, they need help. And especially if you haven't had the opportunity to be raised by a parent that really guided you on a spiritual, moral path to be a strong champion for the Lord. And we're finding more and more in this generation that that is true. So that's why we call this the purpose pilot, because we have the opportunity to steer the plane, but we need some help along the way. We need guidance along the way. And this this set of the series that we've put together, this is the fifth podcast in this series that really talks about building strong champions, and every step is really, really important. But this one, in finding, helping guide our children to their purpose in life, is huge, huge, because it affects the thought that they have of themselves, their identity. It affects their friendships. It affects all the things that we've talked about so far. And so that's why it's just so important that as we're guiding them, that helping them understand their true purpose.
Yeah, I think too, going back to the plane analogy, you know, when you are the pilot and you're in the cockpit, you see what's in front of you. You see from a completely different perspective compared to the passenger.
True.
And the passenger, you know, they really can't see or know what's going on. Even if you're sitting near the window, all you can see is what, you know, is to the side of you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the challenge a lot of times is our kids, you know, they're exposed to so much. Yes. But at the same time, the parent who is in the cockpit should be leading.
That's right.
Should be guiding and pointing the way because you can see. You know, I love the statement that was said. I can't remember now who said this quote, but the quote was, "If it seems as though I can see further than anyone else, it's because I've had the privilege of standing on the shoulders of great men."
Yes.
And I think that's where we come in as parents. We want our kids to stand on our shoulders where they can see higher and further because we've been able to help point them in the right direction.
Right.
And at the end of the day, our kids have to do what God has called them to do. They have to fulfill their own unique calling and gifting and fulfill all of those things, even through their unique personalities and temperaments. But at the same time, as parents, we have to help make sure that we guide them and point them in a direction that leads them to what I believe to be a greater place of focus and purpose and destiny for their lives.
Right. A purpose-driven life.
Absolutely. Yes. To be intentional, I guess, is another way to say it. And so how can we lead them intentionally, and how can we encourage them to live intentionally so that they reach their destiny in a way that ultimately fulfills God's plan and purpose for their life.
Right.
So that's where the purpose pilot comes in.
Yes.
So we want to help you avoid crashing and burning as parents and as a family. We want to help your kids avoid crashing and burning.
And so, we want to help them take off. You know, our purpose as parents is to raise them and release them.
Absolutely.
And so we want to set them on trajectory to take off and soar in their life. And, there's a lot of different ways to do that. And I think as parents, like you said, we can see further. We've been there and we can help them and guide them along the way. I think in our culture today, a lot of pressure is on the kids to make decisions on their own. And parents thinking that that's a great way to parent, even from a young age, to kind of set them out to make choices and things on their own. But as a parent, we definitely, God has given them to us as the greatest gift of our life to help guide and direct them. And I just always think about that quote from Andy Stanley that, you know, the greatest impact that we might have on the kingdom of God may not be something we do, but somebody we raise.
Absolutely.
And I live with that.
I love that.
We even have grandchildren that you love to call Champ, our grandsons, it's the same is true. Whenever I have a moment with them, I'm keeping that in mind too, that I have the opportunity to invest and help guide and direct this little baby.
Absolutely.
You know, it starts at the very beginning.
Speak life into them.
That's right.
Speak destiny over their lives.
That's right.
You know, God's plan and purpose. You know, I want to, before we kind of talk through some things related to some how-tos and really give some guidance and some encouragement for parents, because again, we want to champion this process and not that we got it perfect and, you know, we've got it all figured out. We learn through trial and error like everyone else.
Yes.
And that's why parents have to play that pilot role through trial and error. We can help our kids avoid a lot of unnecessary time and frustration, you know, maybe time that's wasted or money that's wasted or frustration, discouragement. We can help them avoid some of that by identifying some things that will help them make better choices and be better stewards of time and money and all of those gifts that God's given them. But I want to say something. Can I say something? Just go ahead and get it off my chest. And
I give you permission.
And
I have no idea what it is.
And they may tune us out and cancel us right here before we even get started.
Okay.
But I got to just get it off my chest because this is my greatest burden that I carry right now. I'm going to look right here into this camera because hear my heart and just know that what I'm about to say is controversial, okay? But at the end of the day, I think there is so much pressure and so much time, effort, and energy that is built around what I refer to as the new Holy Trinity. You say, what in the world is this? It's the three A's. It's athletics, academics, and the arts. Now, again, nothing wrong with any of those three things. Right. But what I'm learning is that there is so much time, money, energy that is totally consumed building everything around one of those three A's. And you mentioned academics a few moments ago, because I remember we went through this with our kids and there was so much pressure. And the pressure was even placed on us as parents by the school, by the teachers, by the coaches, by the guidance counselors. And the statement was, don't you want to go to the best schools? Don't you want to go to, you know, the flagship school? The only way you're going to get there is by doing X, Y, and Z, by getting this on your ACT score, getting, you know, this many looks, you know, in terms of, you know, videos with, you know, coaches being able to see as they're scouting. And so all of this pressure is being placed on the family, being placed on the kids to live up to these unbelievable expectations, whether it's in the classroom, whether it's being the best of the best on the ball field, or, you know, being the next Morgan Wallen, you know, for, you know, in the entertainment industry. And again, nothing wrong with any of that stuff.
Right.
But at the end of the day, can we put all of this time, effort, and energy in getting the best SAT scores, getting into the best colleges in hopes of landing whatever job, and then we get there and we hate what we do?
Yeah.
We're miserable.
I think it's just calling out also that every person is so unique. The Bible says that we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do great things that he planned for us long before we were even born. So you cannot force a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
We have to be who God has called us to be, and we find that in our GPS. I'm with you. I think that, you know, our enemy, our adversary, can use good things to keep us from the best things for our life. And if we are pouring so much time and energy in some good things, some of those, those things you're talking about are good things.
Absolutely.
But if it's not a part of our child's GPS, and we're wasting time and not developing them morally, spiritually along the way, then we've missed the best thing.
Right. Nearly 50% of Christian kids who graduate from high school go off to college, never return back to their faith, never
breaks
go back to the
heart.
Church.
Breaks my heart.
And what's sad is that they may get a degree from, you name it, university.
Right.
You know, look to as the best of the best of schools to get your degree from, the prestigious school.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with that. But what breaks my heart is to know that many kids, after graduating from school, they may go get their MBA. They may get a good job.
Yeah.
But spiritually, morally, they're living with a lot of guilt, shame, regret because of choices that they made along the way.
Right.
And then a lot of them also discover some expensive lessons learned because, you know, they get maybe halfway through their college, you know, education, and they're like, oh, I want to change my major. And they can't figure out what to do because, you know, they're struggling with trying to find that sense of purpose, and they're just trying to find their lane, so to speak.
Right.
And I think it's important that we as parents, once again, as those purpose pilots, we help guide them in a way so they can find their lane and they can run their race, the race that God has called them to run. Hey, we can't all be, you know, Morgan Wallen, you know, best-selling whatever, or next Taylor Swift, you know, best-selling whatever. We can't necessarily be, you know, this or be that everybody on social media says you need to mimic that person. We got to be who God created us to be.
Absolutely. And that's where our genius is.
Absolutely.
That's why God created us for such time as this, the way he created us, each one of our children, for such a time as this. And he needs them to be everything that he created them to be and not try to be a carbon copy of somebody else.
Right.
The power, the genius is not in being somebody else. It's being in everything that God created you to be. And I think as a purpose pilot, we study our children from, if possible, from the day they're born. You start to study and realize who God has created this person to be. And obviously, we pour into and we help them become the very best that they can be in those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's unpack this for just a moment, because it all begins with Ephesians 2. I love what Ephesians 2:10 says.
That's the one I just quoted.
Yeah, for we are God's masterpiece.
Yes.
And so that simply means that you are one of a kind.
Yes.
You are, instead of being a carbon copy, you are the original. You're the one and only.
Yes.
And so we've got to help our kids realize that at the earliest possible age.
Yes.
Why? Because he created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago.
Yes.
So God didn't create us. And then after he created us, he's not scratching his head like, well, what am I going to do with him now? What am I going to do with her?
Right.
No, he had a plan and a purpose before he even created us.
Yes.
And so what we got to do is we got to help our kids discover what that is.
And first, we got to believe that about ourselves.
Yes.
And then we help them discover that.
So how do we do that? Yeah. So we like to refer to it as a GPS. We've referenced that. You've referenced that now on several occasions. So let's break that down real quick. So GPS, we're all familiar with the you know, the GPS in our car navigational system.
Right.
But the same is true. God has given us an eternal GPS. Mm-hmm. And we like to say it this way. It's our gifts and our goals. It is our personality, as well as in our passions.
Yes.
And it is also in our strengths, but also in our struggles. So let's break that down real quick. So gifts and goals. You know, it's interesting is that when it comes to our gifts, a lot of people, in fact, I didn't even discover this until I was in seminary, what my spiritual gifts were. And so obviously as followers of Jesus and as our kids come to know Christ in their own lives, they need to know and understand that God has placed inside of them through the power of the Holy Spirit, spiritual gifts.
Yes.
And we got to help them not only discover those spiritual gifts, but exercise and grow, develop those spiritual gifts. Those are called grace gifts. There are over 27 of them just in the New Testament alone that speaks to various giftings that God has supernaturally placed on our lives.
For the purpose of knowing him and making him known to our world.
Absolutely.
And we do it all. Everybody does that together. We are a body. We have different parts, but it's moving together to make a difference in the world. And our kids need to understand that as well.
Yeah. And when they're exercising those gifts, it comes not only natural to them.
Yes.
Not only it's kind of like that, that classic movie about the runners. What was the, I'm drawing a blank on it.
Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Where you find pleasure, you know, in what it is you're doing.
So good.
And not only that, it's for the benefit of others. Mm-hmm. And so it's not drawing attention to yourself. When we're exercising those gifts, we are running with joy. We're living and exercising those gifts in ways that brings joy, not only to the Lord, and glorifying him, but brings joy to others and brings joy to ourselves because we're exercising something God has uniquely placed inside of us.
Yes.
The other thing too is goals. And the goals, you know, we, in fact, in our book called Family Shift, we reference five specific goals. We even use a metaphor of a tree.
Yes.
And it's like the five branches of a tree. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the physical goals. We talk about spiritual goals. We talk about relational goals, financial goals, and we also talk about intellectual goals. Mm-hmm. These are five specific goals that as parents, we can begin to have conversations with our kids so that they can identify and establish what those goals are. Mm-hmm. And we as parents can help champion that process, mm-hmm. hold them accountable, give them exposure to things so that they can set those type of goals for themselves and then begin working towards achieving those. And so again, as we stated earlier, nothing wrong with athletics, nothing wrong with academics or the arts, but does those specific areas, do they complement the gifts? And are those goals going to move us in the direction that's going to point us in the ultimate purpose and destiny that God has for us?
Yeah, and I think exposing our children once they start to figure out their gifting and setting goals and that sort of thing is exposing them to greatness.
Yeah.
Those that have worked very hard to become great at what they do, and giving our children vision is huge when it comes to their goals.
Yeah.
And you mentioned some of the greats that are at the top of their game. Absolutely. God mm-hmm. has gifted you in that way. Let's expose them to greatness and that nothing is impossible with God.
Right.
And especially if you are pressing into your giftedness.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so whether that's academic, mm-hmm. Or people who in business, people who've achieved right. greatness in entrepreneurs, building great businesses, companies, exposing our kids to those type of opportunities.
Yeah. Great spiritual leaders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously athletes and artists and all the things, because we're all created differently and given those gifts for a platform to bring light and hope of Christ to this world. That's, we're raising spiritual champions to do so.
Right. So yeah. Gifts and goals, and then the P, personality and passions.
Yes.
So we all have different temperaments.
Yes.
You know, those personality traits, mm-hmm. Some are introverted, some are extroverts.
Some are a combination of the two.
Yes. And when we understand how God has uniquely wired us in terms of our temperament, mm-hmm. that's also going to play a big role in the choices we make when it comes to our future purpose and destiny. So we have to make sure too that, again, as you mentioned earlier, we're not a square peg trying to force ourselves into a round hole. Yeah. That is not who God made us to be based on the unique DNA of our own personality and temperament.
Right.
But at the same time, we can't use that as an excuse either yeah. to not pursue certain things because that's outside of our comfort zone.
Yes.
So our personality and our passions are extremely important because our passions are those things that bring joy to us, but at the same time, it is what brings great fulfillment to our lives. And it's something that we have a natural motivation to pursue because we're right. passionate about it.
Right. Sometimes those things are hard to figure out.
Absolutely.
And I think that as a parent, obviously we have to be aware if we're not putting pressure on our children to go down a path that we went down or to be like us. Obviously our children imprint upon us, but we have to be that purpose pilot where we've got our eyes wide open, looking out for the things that are standing out in our children that will be unique to them.
Yeah.
There's no carbon copy, including a parent and a child. But watching for those giftings in their life, and it may be something completely different than you. And therefore, we got to go to school and learn about their passions, learn about their personality, study and know how to help them become the best that they can possibly be as who God created them to be. And it may be completely different than what we are.
Yeah. And it's important to expose our kids to, you know, there's so many tools out there too,
yes.
whether it's, you know, personality assessments,
yes.
You know, Myers-Briggs, or, you know, we've created our own, we have in the Family Shift yes. book.
Also, and workplace personalities too. Even helping them understand how they're going to work best in a team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
Working
all
Genius
kinds
is a great
things.
Book for that.
Yes.
DISC profile. But all of yes. these tools are designed to kind of narrow the focus and help us kind of understand what makes us tick,
yes.
why we do what we do, what environments we work best in.
Yes.
And all of those things, again, we help guide. I like to say it this way. Our purpose is what guides us, but our passions are what drive us.
Yes. If you can figure that out, and that is huge. And we talk about gifts. One of the greatest gifts we can give our kids is helping them understand their gifting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we talked about goals. We talked about gifts. We talked about the importance of personality as well as those passions. Mm-hmm. But then the last part of that piece of the GPS is this whole concept of our strengths and our struggles.
Yes.
So again, going back to our strengths is so important, because so often we're taught to work on our weaknesses, mm-hmm. and we should, but at the same time, we got to really put more effort and intentionality in building on our strengths, because at the end of the day, we all have certain strengths that's going to allow us to go further faster, because we're operating in what we do best.
Yes.
And that's so, so important.
And I don't think that when I'm just processing strengths and struggles, each child, again, is unique in their strengths.
Yes.
And I think pushing one child, whether it's your first child and then your second child, pushing your second child to be strong in the same area that your first child is natural. It's easy to do that. But they're going to be completely opposite. And I mean, it just makes you laugh at this point in our life, as far as the things that we learned along the way as parents, is whether it was academics. We had one child, the academics, she had to work hard at them, but she was great mm-hmm. at academics. The other two struggled more, and they are the artistic ones. And they, in our academic child, was not necessarily as, she didn't have any interest in the arts, honestly, at all. She was an amazing athlete as well. But each one is so unique and so different, and helping them become great at that and not stressing out, like you said, as far as if that is not their strength, then we found that for us, it was wasting time to try to press them to be great at something that was not their strength. Now, discipline, living a disciplined life, that is without question. You have to teach your child that in every area of life. Mm-hmm. So if academics is not their strength, they still need to be disciplined and do the very, very best that they can. But we can't expect them, you know, to be valedictorian if that is not their strength, and we'll stress them out of their mind, and they'll have anxiety issues, like you're talking about, trying to get into the very best school. If that is not their strength, let's find out what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And going down the traditional path that everybody else says you have to go down is not always the right approach or answer.
Amen.
So we've got to, again, carve out our own path, run our own race, do what God has called us to do, be who God has called us to be, and not try to conform.
Yeah.
But again, sometimes it's a counterintuitive approach. And when we're secure in our gifting, when we understand how God has made us, and we identify our strengths and that unique calling that God has on our life, then we build everything around that as opposed to the traditional method and way that everybody else says you have to do it.
Yeah.
And so, again, a good thing can become a bad thing if it keeps you from the best thing.
Right.
So we got to make sure that we keep our kids on that path that is going to help them save time, needless energy, money that's wasted, so that ultimately they can go further, faster, and fulfill that destiny. And it may require them to go through some pain and some struggles. And we'll wrap it up by saying this, that sometimes your passion and your purpose is often found in your greatest source of pain.
Yeah. I think about our daughter, Becca, who at the time of this recording is getting ready to lead worship for, I think, 10,000?
I think it's like 16,000.
16,000 students at a conference. It blows my mind that God chose her to do that. I mean, it's amazing. She worked very, very hard for that. And she went through struggles. It brings me to tears.
Yeah.
Where she lost her voice. And the enemy of our souls will try to take us down in our greatest area of strength.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was something that we had no idea, a physical thing that she was struggling with. And we finally found a doctor that could help her. And to watch her walk through that, where she was using boards to write her words and she couldn't speak or sing for months, and to watch her walk through that and then to have to rebuild her voice,
mm-hmm.
the struggle, the things that she went through, the just to not be able to have the strength that she once had, it gives her such an appreciation for the gifting on her life,
mm-hmm.
that the power, the anointing that comes from the struggle, mm-hmm. is, it's so much more than we could ever imagine.
Yes.
So much more than we could have if we hadn't gone through the struggle. And in the moment of the struggle, I wish I could have taken her out of it. I wish I could have given her voice back. But God gave her a stronger voice,
yeah.
a different voice, and a voice to speak into it with an anointing that would have never come had it not been for the struggle.
Yep.
So our kids need to understand that. The Bible is so clear about the struggle. Every character of the Bible struggled that God really used. They struggled.
Yeah.
And he used it to give them power and strength.
And the enemy wants to distract us.
Yeah.
The adversary wants to defeat us, mm-hmm. because he knows that God has a plan and a destiny on our lives.
Yeah.
And so we have to continue to speak life,
yes,
hope,
yes,
encouragement. We've got to champion, you know, the
That's
way
right.
for our kids,
That's right.
and help them be who God has called them to be,
yeah.
fulfill the desires of their heart,
yeah.
and come alongside them to encourage them and support them along the way. Because at the end of the day, we have to run our own race.
Yeah.
But we also need to be reminded that there are those who have gone before us, mm-hmm. who have experienced the same hardships and trials that we have,
right.
but they crossed that finish line,
yes.
and now they're there to receive us, you know, on the other side, to cheer us on,
yes.
and to welcome us, mm-hmm. when we run that race and finish that race,
yeah.
that God has called us to run. And so we just want to encourage those as parents that are listening, that maybe even grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to encourage you, whatever you do, you know, just realize that you have a place, and maybe that place is sitting in the cockpit, and you have a unique opportunity to help become those purpose pilots, to help navigate, to help encourage, to help give exposure, and to come alongside and do all that you can to help set your kids up for success. And with God, all things are possible.
That is exactly right.
And we want to help champion you so that you can champion your kids.
Yes.
Well, we trust that you've had some good thought-provoking, you know, maybe ideas, some things that you can begin maybe focusing on and maybe refocusing on in this through this episode. And please rate and review this, pass it along, share it with some friends.
Yes.
We would love for you to help us get the word out so that we can encourage more parents and more families out there, because that is our heart's desire, is to champion you so that you in turn can champion your kids to be spiritual and